Election 2024 on News Talk.
Well, listen, I mentioned Johnny Gurk being elected in Meath West. Pádraig Tóibí, the Aintu leader, was behind him on 8,334 votes. The last time there was a count, Pádraig Tóibí with us now. Pádraig, you're welcome to the show. Congratulations on the showing thus far. How do you expect things to pan out over the course of the evening?
Yeah, thanks very much, Ciarán. Appreciate it. It's looking good here in Meath West. We've increased our vote by about 2.5%. Sinn Féin have lost about 7% and Fine Gael have lost about 8%, which is amazing in the constituency. It's not done and dusted. There's a little bit of work to do yet. We are at the last count. Noel French has 5,000 votes, which are going to be transferred. It's expected that there will be a trim bias there to Aisling Dempsey and that she'll get across the line. But of course, Noel was a Fine Gael councillor up till about 6 months ago. So there may be some latent Fine Gael votes in his pile still that could go Linda's way. So there's still a battle here yet.
Pádraig, what's your sense of the national picture emerging today?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. Obviously, we're very happy with our vote. It seems to have doubled just in the two elections, obviously, since 2020, which is great. We're delighted with that. You mentioned, obviously, the issue of state funding. This is a big issue for us because we have been operating on fumes, the clippings of tin, for the last 5 years. And it's quite difficult to organise a well-organised challenge to the government when you have no state funding. So that's going to change as well. It'll probably add another 10 years onto my life as well, please God, just having that.
But anyways, it does look like no second seat. We met on the street during the week and Jim Codd unfortunately hasn't made it for you, and I'm struggling in Cavan Monaghan and I'm struggling in Dublin West. What are you saying?
Yeah, so we're still in the race in Cavan Monaghan and Dublin West. In Cavan Monaghan, I believe there's about 10,000 votes to be distributed, and some of those eliminations will be in Cavan. So I wouldn't rule out a seat in Cavan Monaghan at this stage. It's going to be a struggle for sure in Dublin West. We're in those races, but I'll be honest, you know, we're on probably the back foot on those two races at the moment. Paul Lawless is still in the race in Mayo, as far as I know. I haven't checked now for a while. So, you know, it could be the case where we win a seat extra. It may not be the case. But I will say this, you know, you just called out the Kildare figures there. You know, you have young people like Melissa Byrne polling well, you know, in her first general election. Like, Aintu is a long-term project. We are building an alternative voice, a distinct, unique voice in Irish politics. There's a chunk of people in this country who are not represented by the cosy cartel that exists in Leinster House. And we've had a big impact on the political situation in this country in terms of the referendums and in terms of the debates in this election. And, you know, we have doubled our vote and we will continue to grow in the future. There's no doubt about that.
Election 2024 on News Talk.